Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dwayne Hosey. Batting second. The shortstop, John Valentin. Batting third. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fourth. The DH, Jose Canseco. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Stanley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Will Cordero. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Esteban Beltre. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Gordon. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The first baseman, Julio Franco. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dennis Martinez. And now, play ball. Dwayne Hosey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hosey takes first base on ball 4. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Hosey. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Hosey steals second. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hosey moves to third. One out. Mo Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hosey tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Canseco takes first base on ball 4. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lofton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lofton moves to second. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lofton moves to third. Two outs. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Bell hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cordero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1-1. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cordero hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Esteban Beltre is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Beltre hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Hosey is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hosey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hosey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Franco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hosey for the out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Vaughn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Valentin moves to third. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Canseco is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Lofton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lofton moves to third. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Berga is 0 for 1 in the game. Berga hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Lofton scores. Franco moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Franco moves to third. Berga moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Franco tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Indians. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a fly ball into center field. Hosey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenwell hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards first. Franco scoops it up and throws to first, with Martinez covering, for the out. Two outs. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Cordero is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cordero hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Thome is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Thome hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Vizquel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of O'Leary. Vizquel reaches second base with a double. Thome moves to third. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lofton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lofton strikes out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Berga is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berga hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cordero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Esteban Beltre batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Beltre is 0 for 1 in the game. Beltre hits a ball on the ground towards first. Franco scoops it up and throws to first, with Martinez covering, for the out. One out. Dwayne Hosey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hosey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hosey strikes out. Two outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Valentin reaches second base with a double. Movon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cordero fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Manny Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ramirez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cordero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Thome is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thome hits a fly ball into center field. Hosey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Canseco hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Greenwell hits a pop-up into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Leary hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Stanley is hit by the pitch. O'Leary moves to second. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cordero is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cordero hits a line drive into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Vizquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alomar moves to second. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lofton bunts towards third. Beltre fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alomar moves to third. Vizquel moves to second. Joe Hudson now pitching. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Alomar scores. Vizquel moves to third. Lofton moves to second. It's 5-2, Indians. Carlos Berga batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Berga is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cordero fields it and throws to second for the out. Vizquel scores. Lofton moves to third. One out. It's 6-2, Indians. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of O'Leary. Bell reaches second base with a double. Lofton scores. Berga moves to third. It's 7-2, Indians. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Murray is walked intentionally. Manny Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0-for-3 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Berga scores. Bell scores. Murray moves to second. It's 9-2, Indians. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thome is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thome hits a fly ball towards left. Greenwell catches it and throws to third to double up Murray. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 2. the Red Sox will come to bat. Esteban Beltre is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Beltre is 0 for 2 in the game. Beltre strikes out. 1 out. Dwayne Hosey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hosey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hosey hits a line drive into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Valentin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Mo Vaughn, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-4, Indians. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cordero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Omar Vizquel, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Vizquel hits a pop-up towards third. Beltre settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Lofton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Lofton. The throw from Stanley and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Beltre fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Poole now pitching. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Greenwell is 0 for 3 in the game. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. O'Leary strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stanley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Berga is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Ramirez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Mesa now pitching. Scott Leo's now playing third base. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cordero is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cordero strikes out. 1 out. Bill Selby pinch hits for Esteban Beltre. Bill Selby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Selby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reggie Jefferson pinch hits for Dwayne Hosey. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jefferson hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Franco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Valentin for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.